Good afternoon, Peter Lynn. It's great to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Damien. It's great to be back on the program.
Well, we're starting to head back to normality in some ways, Peter Lynn. The St Rosia Dance Academy, the first time in a couple of years, you spring back to life February 12 and 13.
That's exactly right. Yep, very excited about getting back on stage. And this year we're back at the MAC, Mildura Arts Centre. So that'll be pretty exciting for all the students.
I was about to say it's a return to the Mildura Arts Centre, and that is great to see. What are some of the different disciplines of dancing you're covering on those two nights?
We're doing some tap and jazz, and there's a couple of lyrical pieces there. I've also got some Irish dancers joining us this year, which is really good. They're doing a couple of dances during the program, which is great.
The Irish dancers, Pete Lynn, everyone seems to be fascinated by the Irish river dance or Irish dancing in general, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. They're amazing. They're just, what they can do with their feet is incredible. Absolutely incredible. The O'Shea Ryan Academy of Irish Dance.
They're obviously based in Victoria?
Yes, they're Mildura girls.
They're Mildura girls.
One of them lives down in Ballarat now, but yeah, they're Mildura girls and they're part of that organisation. They do some Irish dancing up here, so their teacher comes from away from Mildura. They have classes every couple of weeks, I think.
Now, for a two-night thing like this on February, well, not two nights, they're two-day, I think the 2 days, February 12 and February 13,
yep.
How much work goes into those two performances, those two nights?
A lot of work, a real lot of work. And because we haven't been able to do anything for 2 years, it's been even harder, mainly because of COVID and school holidays and everything. We don't normally have it at this time of the year.
Yep.
But yes, no, it does take a lot of work in just a normal year. But we've had two very uncertain years, and now we're trying to make up for some lost time and having our 2021 performance early in 2022.
Peter Lynn, would I be correct in saying that the dancers might have a few butterflies just before the performance? It's been a long time. I suppose that the adrenaline will start to kick in, I suppose.
Yes, the adrenaline's kicking in, and probably the butterflies are too. So, yeah, it'll be an exciting time. I haven't been back to a theatre in 12 years. We had 10 years at the Mercy Theatre and then 2 years with nothing. So, yes, it's pretty exciting to go back there again.
It should be fantastic. Now, if anyone's, a lot of people are listening to this afternoon, the best way to find any of the information out is jump on the Mildura Arts Centre website. Isn't all the information's there?
Yes, it is. Yes, all the information's there, the days, the times and the prices.
Is it, you've obviously got stuff planned for the rest of the year in 2022 for the St Rosia Dance Academy?
Yes, I have. We just have to work out if we can do another performance this year because the Mildura Arts Centre is very busy with lots and lots of performances during the year. So we're just trying to see if we can squeeze another one in.
It's good to see the world of art starting to come back to life, Peter Lynn, because over the last 2 years, they've been a forgotten lot. They really have.
Yes, they have. Yes, so it is great to be able to get back to the theatre and see different performances. It's been a long time. So it's something that hopefully will brighten everyone's day.
It should do, Peter Lynn. It's been great to catch up with you this afternoon on the home run. As we said, head to the Mildura Arts Centre website for all the details. And I'm sure that yourself, you'll be a little bit nervous yourself before the two performances.
Yes, probably. Yes, I certainly would be.
Peter Lynn, I think it's fantastic. May you have a resounding success over those two nights. And let's hope that we see you back at the Mildura Arts Centre again in 2022, if their program allows.
That'd be great, if we can, yes.
No worries, Peter Lynn. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, Damien. Thanks very much for having me.